He started saving late and has $620,000 at age 63. Can he retire soon, or is time working against him? Welcome back to Rise in Retirement. I'm Jet. He's Taco. And we're talking about Jason's hypothetical case example, 63-year-old Jason, who's a late starter.
Yeah.
And like many late starters, is kind of worried. He's wanting to know, man, how much longer am I going to have to work? $620,000 seems like a lot to Jason, but is that enough? Can he retire on that amount of money? Will it be a huge mistake? Let's jump into this with you guys, kind of walk you through Jason's scenario. Let's start with the case details.
Yes, Jason's tired of the grind. Tired of the grind.
Wants, you guys ever feel that way? You guys tired of the grind?
He wants to be done, but 620,000 put aside. 450,000 of that, Jed, is in an IRA.
Mm-hmm.
120,000 in a brokerage account, and $50,000 is in Roth IRA money. His estimated income need is $6,200 per month. That's what he anticipates. That's what he's spending now. That's what he anticipates his income needs being. He's projecting that he'll get $2,600 a month from Social Security if he retires at age 65.
And he's 63 now.
63 now, okay. Yeah. So we have a monthly shortfall of $3,600 per month, which is $43,200 per year. Divide that back by our $620,000 total, Jet, and we're talking a 7% withdrawal rate. He has no real estate. He rents. So he's renting, so he's got that cash flow expense, if you will, forever at this point. There is no real estate that's going to be paid off for. So where are you at? What kind of challenges are you seeing for Jason?
Well, I feel like a broken record. Withdrawal rate's high.
7%.
Especially for a solo single retiree with no housing equity.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he probably should have bought something a long time ago. Don't know the scenario well enough to say whether there were circumstances against that. But the first one that jumps out to me is the withdrawal rate. If he goes right now, he's got a 7% annual withdrawal rate that I don't see, unless he has phenomenal market returns well and above and beyond 7% for multiple years in a row. I don't see it getting better anytime soon, if ever.
Agreed. And with the rent comes it's a fixed expense, you know, and that you're at the mercy of that expense could be going up. You know, you could see rising costs in your rent. And you have, you know, yeah, great. You have no debt, but at least when you have a mortgage, once you're paid off, that expense comes off the books and now you have an asset sitting there. So he's at the mercy of that fixed expense and potential rising costs on that fixed expense.
And I don't want people to misconstrue. We're not down on renting. Yeah. I get the benefits of renting, you know, less maintenance and upkeep. You're getting a little bit older. There's plenty of really good reasons why you would rent, but the financial assets have to be there to back up that expense. And in his case, I just don't see enough there to make it rosy.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. He started saving late at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, he's finding himself, and I know 620,000 is a lot, but it's all about lifestyle at the end of the day. And, you know, is Jason going to be able to spend $6,200 per month for the rest of his life? And Jet, we see this a lot. That's what he thinks it is right now today.
While he's working. Yeah.
You get into that retirement, you're solo, you're just like, every day Saturday. We talked about that a lot, right? Is $6,200 even going to cover all the expenses of the things that he's going to want to do at the end of the day as well?
Yeah, think about this for a second. If you are working and you retired tomorrow, what's the first thing that you'd want to do?
Yeah.
Find that thing, and will it cost you money? Is it golf? Is it boating? Is it travel? Is it a wine tasting? I don't know what it is, but that's that every day is Saturday mentality. If you feel like you're behind, like our case example here today, or that you're running out of time, or that you're just not sure that you're ever going to be able to retire, what we want you to do is head over to RiseInRetirement.com. risingretirement.com. It's there that you can request a complimentary, no obligation, 30-minute phone appointment with an advisor on our team. You can get a chance to walk the advisor through your scenario. We'll give you a red, yellow, or green light assessment on your scenario right there on that phone call. And if it makes sense, we'll start talking to you about some of the awesome tools that we can take you through, such as a risk and fee analysis, or putting together a structured laddered income plan. It is something that if you're worried about your scenario, you're looking for a second opinion, I urge you, go to risingretirement.com, request that phone appointment.
Yeah, so Jet, speaking of red light, yellow light, green light, anxiety is growing high every year that's passing here for Jason. He wants to go. He doesn't want to go beyond 65. That's kind of in his head that
sure
can't do it, but he's not sure if it's realistic. What do you think?
It's red light all the way.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to say it. If Jason were sitting across the conference room table from one of our advisors, it would be a tough conversation.
Yeah.
And it happens. And the best advisors, the best people that sit in chairs like what you and I sit in and give this type of advice for a living, what they've realized is that every now and again, you have to tell someone what they need to hear, not what they want to hear. What does Jason want to hear? Oh, yeah, you've got a lot of money here, and, you know, it's a little tight, but we can make it work.
Out, yeah.
And in my opinion, a lot of times that's partially why that's sometimes the advice, even when it shouldn't be, is most advisors, we're all in this to make a living, right? So they want to get your money over and manage it, and they're hoping that they can make it work, and they're banking on good profitability in the market and good returns, and it doesn't always work that way.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, he's a red light. He has way too many exposed variables right now. He doesn't have enough money to have that withdrawal rate be in a yellow light zone. So I think, you know, the income gap's too large. He's got rent instead of house equity. So it's an expense that he's never going to get rid of, and he can't afford to go buy something right now.
Why don't you give the viewers here 1 to 2 strategies that you think could help Jason get maybe just on a little more on track, or maybe go from red to yellow and start getting into a little better situation.
It's not going to be what he wants to hear.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell him to keep working.
Yeah.
He has a job that pays him well. He's been there for a long time. He doesn't hate it. I mean, he's ready to be done with the grind.
Yeah.
But he needs to work a few more years, and he needs to really tighten the belt up an extra notch, and he needs to save. And it's amazing what you can do in 3, 4, 5 years with compound interest and the proper investment allocation and the proper plan. Because let's just put it to you this way. If he chooses to delay retirement, say 3 more years as a starting point, and he hires someone like you or me or a good financial planner now, and that planner has 3 years to work with him and build strategy and build a plan and build the cadences out.
Yeah.
It's going to make a big difference most of the time. And so I think my number one recommendation or strategy is he just has to keep working.
Yeah. Well, and think about the compound impact now. If he keeps working, you said 3 to 5 years.
Yeah.
The current plan is saying, hey, Social Security starts in 2. Well, if you keep working,
yep.
Now all of a sudden Social Security gets to continue to delay, which means we get higher cash flow for the rest of our life later down the road. So those kind of go hand in hand. Delay Social Security, you know, boost that monthly benefit, which would be really good. You know, another thing, and I know, Jet, because I read your comments, you know, how can Jason be spending $6,200 a month? Just lower your expenses. Don't spend that much, right? It's easier said than done. I'm not here to tell Jason what to do. He's telling us what he wants to do, right? And so he's spending $6,200 a month. What I would try to tell him is to, hey, especially during those 3 to 5 years that we're telling you you should continue to work, tighten it up a little bit too. Because every dollar you can tighten up and put into that Roth or into that post-tax and build up that leverage for the future is just going to help drastically. So even though he's a late to the game saver, it doesn't mean you're totally derailed, right? It just means you might have to sacrifice a couple of years and really just start pounding away at getting some post-tax money saved it can go a long way.
Yeah. You know, we had a viewer question that came in. Here's the question. I'm going to read it for you.
Okay.
I started saving late too. Does that mean I'll never be able to retire comfortably? Jason might start thinking this way.
Yeah.
So thoughts?
You know, I tell my kids all this all the time, right? It's like, I can't stand though. I never, you know, you never let me do this. And never is a pretty bold word to come out
and say. Not in the last 20 minutes,
right?
I've never let you do that. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So no, not necessarily. It doesn't mean that you'll never be able to retire comfortably, right? It's, you need to be very surgical, you know, if you will, with your strategy. Late starters, as I said with Jason here, may need to make some sacrifices. You may need to sacrifice 1 or 2 years. You might have to be a little more flexible with how you're going to spend, you know, what, you know, how you're going to use your income situation, and look for every single tax advantage, mm-hmm. savings tool, whatever it may be, to put yourself in a little better situation.
You know, when you're looking forward to something, and this goes for anything in life, you know, it could be the end of your work week. Those last couple hours on Friday before the bell rings and you're off for the weekend, it seems like they last a really long time.
Yeah.
And so as hard as it is for someone like me or Taco to tell Jason, hey, you got to stick it out a few more years, and it might seem like an eternity, the reality is that he's working a couple more years and saving and sacrificing for just a few short years for what could be a 30 plus year retirement success story. And so I can't stress it enough. Sometimes you're just not quite there yet.
Yeah.
And I think Jason, if he has the right head on his shoulders and he has the right guidance, he can get there if he just puts a little bit more time and effort in, and it will all pay off on the back end.
Yep.
And that's what I would give him.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, starting late does not mean that you're totally out of time, right? It just means that you can't waste any more.